This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
You're listening to 98.9 Murray Country on The Brekkie Show. We're lucky enough to chat to a lot of people here and there, Tariana, and today's no different as well. Like we said, Andy Penkow is on the line. How are you going?
Morning, guys. Yeah, doing good, thanks.
That's you're not doing good. That great because you're not an amazing morning person. We keep doing this to you, mate, every time.
You do, yeah, unfortunately. It's you get used to it after a while, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm a morning person by default now. I still get really angry on a Saturday when I still wake up before 7 o'clock and I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah, that'd be annoying for sure.
Andy, you can sleep when you're dead, mate. We'll be fine. You'll be fine.
100%.
Gerald's always here to remind you that you'll die one day. He does to me all the time.
Hey, in a really positive way. Yes, that's what I mean. In a positive way, mate.
You have a new single out that came out yesterday, yeah. Protected Love.
Congratulations.
Tell us about the process with that. Obviously, it's a duet with Dela Harris. Tell us where this one really came from for you.
Yeah, so the single has actually been floating around for a while. So I wrote it probably like 3 years ago.
Wow.
And and it was actually, it's a co-write, this one. It turned out to be four of us kind of all putting our heads together writing this song together. And then I approached Della, who's a good friend of mine, and she's like, yeah, I'd love to sing it. So that's kind of how it all started. It's kind of a sad love song, and get a bit of a name for myself to write all these sad love songs.
Hey, keep that name, though. If you got a name somewhere, at least you got a name, mate.
Yeah.
At least there is a name. Yeah, at least you got a name. You could be writing songs and you could not have a name, Andy.
Yeah, that's it.
How was it writing with her? You're saying she's a friend of yours, doing this one with her. She's a friend of yours. Was it just nice and easy?
Pretty easy, yeah. She's pretty good. She's easy to work with. She's a great human being, really, really awesome person. So I'm glad that she said yes. And I think the process was, kind of got pushed back a bit because of everything that's happened. So we couldn't really get into the studio and all that kind of stuff. And this song was actually supposed to be on my EP, which was released last year, but we had to take it off it. And so here it is. And we ended up, it's come out really good. I'm really happy with the song. So, yeah.
Really glad to hear you're so excited about it, and we are too. What was the writing process like, having four people doing one song? Like, how does that work? Because I sometimes struggle just with one person if they like having different ideas of where it's going, like, because you're not always thinking the same thing. How does four people make it work?
For sure, it sounds like a bit of a messy situation, but it was actually pretty straightforward, to be honest. So, to start with, so I had the idea for the song, and I took it to I went down to a songwriters retreat with this one, and had the idea for it, and I teamed up with Calisti Butler, who's a country artist from up in Queensland, and we sat down and we started writing this song, and then we kind of got a bit of writer's block, so we called on another writer who was actually a poet and an author, and her name's Cass Stewart. So she came and sat in the session with us and kind of just pulled it apart, and her brain was just she's brilliant, she's really cool. So she started kind of adding things that we never thought would happen or we could do. So we finished the song up, and then I went and spent some time with David Carter and Marilyn Carter at their house, and David and I sat down and we were like, oh, let's have a go at this song. So we kind of pulled it apart, and we started.
Is this the first time this has happened to you? Like, you've done a song like this?
Yeah, it's the first time I've done a multiple co-write like this. Like, I've done co-writes before, but this one was kind of a longer process, and it was pretty cool. Like, it just opened up my eyes to the creative process and how different it can be, you know?
Mm. I think that it can really, then doing it that way, like starting with one person, then taking it to another group, like I really think that is a good way of eliminating things that maybe you've put in there, but you're like, it doesn't really need to be in there, like sort of declogging it a bit and making it the best it can be. It's sort of like editing your assignment five times before you submit it. Like, you go through and you see different things with different people.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And you kind of, you know, you think when you're writing something, you think it's good, you know. It's always good to have people have a look at it and go over it. And I've been taught, you know, when you finish your song, it's never finished.
No.
So you got to, yeah, it's important.
Well, it might not be finished, mate. You might have another fifth person come on and make it better.
Too late now.
Too late now.
I don't want your opinion now.
Andy, mate, thank you so much for, you know, letting us play this. And congratulations yesterday on release day to both you, Della Harrison, and yourself, and the other two people that were on it as well.
Yeah,
well,
mate. A few of us.
So congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, no problem. Would you like to introduce it for us?
Let's do it. So this is Andy Penko, and this is my new single featuring Della Harris.
Your house last night to see if you were home. I know that it wasn't right, but I needed to know. How did we fall apart and where did we lose our way? I don't know how to go when all I wanna do is stay. How many times before I find my way? Before I can let go what we had yesterday? How many tears do we both have to cry before I find the strength to say goodbye? How many times?
Our memories and closed the door on you. I guess we weren't meant to be. Why can't you see this too? I didn't go out last night 'cause I need to be alone. I saw your car pass by when you thought I wasn't home. How many times before you find your way, before you can let go of what we had yesterday, how many tears do we both have to cry before you find the strength to say goodbye? How many times?
Times before we find our way, before we can let go of what we had yesterday. How many tears do we both have to cry before we find the strength to say goodbye? Before I find the strength to say goodbye.
Before you find the strength to say goodbye.
How many times? How many times?
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.